create the wave and the vibe, you know what I'm saying? You is the vibe and the wave, you know what I'm saying? Never let these niggas catch up what you caught up, you know what I'm saying?
If you don't know this song by now, it is Little Baby, Never Needed Help. And I guess I'm in a venting mood today. Or I guess inspirational mood today. But all I know is there's certain songs like I have to listen to every day that gets me through the day. And I have to admit, this is one of them. I'm not a big, you know, country fan, jazz fan, or like techno or any of those. Let's just put it that way. But I do listen to sometimes some gospel, you know, some church music, some Spanish, some, you know, reggae. But at the end of the day, I'm always listening to, you know, hip-hop, R&B, soul, you know, and just rap. And when I listen to music, yeah, I'm listening to feel the vibe and bump and, you know, head nod, all that good stuff, but I'm really listening to the lyrics, and I have to admit, Little Baby is one of those artists that I can constantly listen to his lyrics. Lil Wayne, I can constantly listen to his lyrics, and even though people say that, you know, all rap music sounds the same, well, this is all country music all sounds the same, okay? I said it, you know, like, it is what it is, you know, like, I guess we're constantly, you know, rappers are constantly talking about women, drugs, dealing, you know, living on the streets. That's, I mean, it's endless when it comes to the basics of what you're talking about in rap songs, but in country, it's the same tone, same guitar, you know. The lyrics might be different, but you're still talking about something painful, something heartbreaking, and, you know, they made it into a slower song when it comes to country. And for me, I guess this particular song just speaks volumes to me. It's what he has to say and just how he said it is, it just gets to my soul, I have to admit. And, you know, I listen to it every day. I still don't know all the lyrics, but, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, as long as I feel comfortable and feel, you know, that things are going to be okay, or, you know, things are on the right track, that's I put this song on. But it's because I did it myself, you know. I'm the one who motioned and put into perspective that, you know, I am gonna get to X, Y, and Z. I'm gonna get to my goal. I'm gonna get to the next chapter in my life, because, like I constantly will say, you know, I'm not going to settle. But at the same time, if nobody's gonna help me, and I'm constantly looking for help or asking for help, or maybe I'm not asking the right people, you know, you almost feel better when you do it all by yourself. You know, you feel like it was all worth it when you finally get to where you want to get to with, you know, the hard work you've put in and the time you've put in. And this just song just constantly just speaks to me in a way that all the people that they were there, all the people that are watching you, wanting you to fail, expecting you to fail, and just letting, just kind of waiting for things to happen. And when you actually get it, when you're actually on the right track, and, you know, it's empowering. And, you know, sometimes you do have to do it by yourself. You know, nobody's gonna live your life for you. But it's funny when you start putting in the work, and you, and people start seeing you're putting in the work and dedicate all this time. It's as if, like, people want their your blueprint or cheat code to your success, when it's like, did you forget that it's my success, not yours? And I'm not trying to be selfish here. Like I said, I've said on multiple times that selfish isn't the attribute or characteristic you want to have, but, you know, and certain times you almost have to, you know, and that is living your life, you know, living the life that you feel you should be living. And I always tell everybody that you shouldn't, you know, feel some type of way that you are living your life a certain way, or that people are talking about the way you live your life. Like, who cares? You know, like, people are only talking about you because you're doing something about it. You know, you're actually putting things into motion. You're wanting to be a better person, and people don't like to see that. On top of when you are telling them that you're doing X, Y, and Z, it's almost like, it's almost as if you're slapping them in the face because you're happy, or, you know, that things are going your way, and, you know, things aren't going their way in their life, so they have to make you feel like shit, you know? And I feel like this song just empowers me in a way that, and it reminds me I don't always need help. You know, there's certain things or certain times where, you know, I can do it by myself. I know how to do it by myself. I just chose not to do it by myself because I wanted the easy way out, you know, and that's not what life is about, you know. It's not the easy way out. Yes, you gotta find things that make life easier for you. Don't get me wrong. But it's not going to be easy. You know, that actually brings me back to my list of reminders that I've mentioned in my second podcast of the day. And number 8, with the thought bubble cloud, is to have an open mind. I've mentioned in podcast 2, 3, and if you aren't having an open mind by now, then that's because you are basing your mind off what you see, and that's the issue. Sometimes you can't see what is really happening or see what is really there. And sometimes you have to just go with the emotions and go with the flow to see that outcome. But you can't just stop because you can't see it, or you don't see it, or you chose not to see it. You know, when we pray to the Lord, a lot of people get mad when they pray to Him because they're not getting exactly what they wanted or what they prayed for, when God actually did give you something. You just didn't see what He gave you. And that's why people say when you pray, you have to be specific when you talk to the Lord, because you can wish for a miracle, but it might not be the miracle that you wanted. And that's where people get mad and be very ungrateful, because they didn't get to see what they wanted, when in reality, they still got a miracle. They still got a wish. And then when you start to really appreciate those small wishes that you didn't really ask for, everything else will almost fall into play and come out of nowhere where it's like, whoa, did I ask for this? But it's not about questioning what you have anymore. You shouldn't be questioning it at that point. It should be, you know, giving thanks and being grateful. And, you know, that's what I'm going to constantly go back to. And since it's the month of November, while everybody else is on No Shave November, No Nut November, and all those other bullshit November games that people want to play, I'm on the 30 days of giving thanks, you know, in November. For some people, that's Thanksgiving. I mean, that's Thanksgiving. That's actually Christmas. Some people believe that, you know, December is the month of giving, and, you know, December and Christmas is the way you learn to give. But did you forget that giving started in November? Started a whole month before, you know, and you know, just, I guess, you know, everybody just has experienced life differently and they view life just as differently. And there's nothing wrong with viewing it wrong, viewing it differently. I apologize. Because, you know, I've learned that there's only one type of, not even perspective, is one type of DNA out there in the world, right? Every person has their own type of DNA. There is no other person who has the same DNA as me. Even my twin, if I had a twin, wouldn't have the same DNA as me. Therefore, everybody has a different perspective, a different experience, and different way of living. It may be similar to how someone else may think or live or whatever you want to call it, but at the same time, you can't discourage that person because they're too similar to how you are. You know, you can't feel bad in a way that it's like, oh, wow, you know, this person is almost like copying how I think. But how did they copy how you think if they never saw or heard how you think? You feel me? Like, it's almost, people are quick to just get mad because someone is almost taking their idea when there is no original idea. It was always branched or stemmed off from another idea that someone else already had, or that it was already made in history. You know, we just try to either make it better or try to make it make sense. And, you know, it's not easy trying to make things make sense, you know. And that actually brings me to number 9 on my reminders list, that sometimes you have to just listen more, you know, and talk less. Well, in this particular situation, I have to talk because I'm the only one here. But I've learned that if you're talking when someone else is talking, you can't hear what they have to say. So you can't really have a rebuttal or, you know, a debate with a conversation if you aren't even letting someone else get their point across. And if you're not letting someone else getting their point across, then who's really right, you know? Like, if you're the only person talking, yeah, you might have some valid points, or you might have some, you know, good things to say, but if you're not letting someone else hear what you have to say and listen and really take in, then are you really listening? You know, are you really, you know, paying attention? And for number 10 and 11 on my reminders list, number 10 is to slow down, you know, and number 11 is pay attention. And it's funny because both of those, and I think those are the only two on my list that are actually in all caps. And I didn't put it in a way where it's like yelling at a person. Yes, I have exclamation marks on it, but it leads to number 12, which is no one is perfect. And that's what we constantly beat ourselves up on, that we aren't perfect, or that we see someone else carry themselves in a different light, where it's not that we should be mad at that person for being them, and we shouldn't want to take away what they have presented or brought to the world, because, you know, maybe you don't know how hard they worked to get to where they're at. And even just complimenting them, like I said, something small could mean the world to that particular person. So therefore, you know, we strive to be perfect, but there is really no perfection. Our perfection is how we think in our mind, you know, and we're constantly trying to fight for that perfection. We're really not gonna learn from our mistakes, you know. We won't give up, and we will, you know, try to get it right. But if you're not taking the time to even learn the mistake that you made, then you're not even gonna be able to move on or have the time to move on to the next step that you want to be at. You know, I viewed life as a math equation, you know. You know, this plus this equals, you know, happiness. Or, you know, this plus this equals sadness. And that goes back to, you know, knowing yourself, you know. If you know that you have to get up early, and you know that you don't like to get up early, what does that mean? That means that it would be a good idea to go to bed early, or try to get some rest early, or try not to stay up late or do a certain activity that will keep you up late and make you that will make you tired for the next day. That is just like the smallest, I guess, sample or example that I can think of at this very moment, because I think of, you know, for example, the only reason I said this is my example is because for tomorrow, I have to wake up at like 7:30. You know, for some people that's late, and some people that's extremely early. And for someone who used to wake up at 5 a.m. Just to leave and drive in an hour traffic to get to my father's house, I was still tired, you know. I still think 7:30 is still early, you know. But I've learned to listen to my body. I've learned to listen to myself. And that, you know, I know better now that if I don't get a good night's sleep, or if I don't tire myself out throughout the day to make myself tired late at night, then it's going to be a long day the very next day. It's going to be a very frustrating and aggravated day. And yes, I can go ahead and take it out on those people or the people around me, but why do that? You know, at the end of the day, I can only blame myself. And to be honest, that's who I do blame is myself. I always blame myself first before I'm quick to point fingers or blame someone else for my actions when they could have simply been avoided, you know? And you know, that's, of course, everything I've said for the past 5 days, whatever days at this point, is obviously easier said than done. But if we look at things where it, you know, where it can be achievable, it can be possible, that it can be done, there is no stopping us from even seeing, you know, the bright side of things. And that's what I've always tried to do, is be optimistic, be looking at the bright side of any situation. I think of myself when I was a kid and how I am versus how I am now. And yeah, I'm only 26 years old, and for some people, I still am considered a kid. And since I, you know, I only have certain things going for me, that, you know, I don't dwell on the things I can't control. I can't, you know, yes, I will hold myself accountable, but I can't hold myself accountable on such a negative note where, you know, I'm feeling depressed and feeling like there is no hope, you know, and there is no light at the end of this tunnel, because there is, you know. You just have to find it. You have to search for it. You have to find your diamond in the rough, you know. And with that said, I'll leave you guys to it with my little vent for the day, or my three-part vent, because I will have plenty of more to say either later on or tomorrow. But either way, I just want to leave you guys with a positive mindset from the Lord. He is always watching, always pushing us and striving us to do the best and be the best that we can be. And therefore, I say amen. Thank you guys for listening, whoever is listening. This is only first of many. So thank you.